and you wrote a great piece about the apps that were indispensable for you, a non-vacation planner, vacationer. Tell us about the apps that you use the most.
Yeah. So I think at the very beginning, I kicked it off by saying I wasn't on social media. So I wasn't really asking people for suggestions. I mean, I might have a while ago been like, hey, does anyone know where I should go? But I really used Foursquare. I would say more, that was the most surprising thing that I used all the time. And TripAdvisor, those were the two that I used to kind of get around the city, look for things to do, places to eat. So I used Foursquare. I don't use it a whole lot normally. I'm actually more of a Yelp person. But when I was in Europe, all my friends were saying, oh no, people here use Foursquare. Foursquare is what Europeans use mostly. So I would go on there and I used it occasionally to find places to eat. But more often than not, if I accidentally stumbled across something because I never was planning on where I was going, I would save it either for later or to write about on travel blog. So I used Foursquare a lot and it was pretty surprising. The other one, like you were saying, I never really plan where I'm going or what I'm doing. So Hostel World was totally indispensable because I could just pull it up and say, all right, I need a bed for tonight. And it would show me all of the places that were available in the different cities and I could check them out. There are a ton of reviews, scroll through photos. And I could connect with a hostel right from my phone and make a reservation in 3 minutes. So it was super, super helpful.
So you really didn't know where you were staying at all. You just went and relied on the kindness of the internet.
Basically, yes. So I was unprepared to where I was going. And I honestly didn't even know how long I would be staying in the different cities or which cities I would be going to. So it was kind of a last minute thing. And often I would look on, like when I was in Amsterdam, I was looking on Hostel World and I was seeing which cities had the best reviewed hostels and the best things to do. And that's how I decided which cities to visit. And then I hopped on a train and and booked my hostel and went there. Or hotel. I mean, there are hotels bed and breakfast and stuff too.
So did you download maps before or did you just use the GPS? Was that helpful to you as well?
Yeah, for sure. So I have T-Mobile, which is really good for traveling abroad. I had unlimited data and unlimited texting in all of the countries that I went to. T-Mobile has a huge list of countries and cities that they provide the service in. So I have the unlimited everything plan here in the States. So when I travel abroad, I went to France, Belgium, and Amsterdam. The data carried over. So I could use my phone wherever I was. So obviously Google Maps helped a lot too.